We are brand new in the Tiffin listening area, and I know that we've got Pat on the line here. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing great. Just treading water and keeping our heads up here.
So tell us what's going on in Seneca County, and what are you guys doing? What's the biggest need you see?
Okay. Well, we don't have the 211, but we do have a program that is our program, United Way's program, called First Call for Help. It is an information referral, so people can call and get those same kind of connections with the community. The number is 419-448-4357. And through our First Call for Help program, we have probably about 30 different funds that have been set up over the years, and this is my 20th year with the United Way. So over these years, we've had various groups that have donated money for particular things. So we do have heating fund, rent assistance, medical issues that we can help through our community cares. But we did have a disaster fund. And after different times when we've had tornadoes or we've had flooding or whatever, the disaster fund has kind of sat there, and we've used it. We've collect money and then we use it for that disaster. Well, immediately our board decided to use this disaster fund now as the COVID-19 disaster fund. We've received a lot of contributions, but we've spent a lot too. So within about 8 days, we spent $7,000 and continuing to meet the needs of the community that call anyone who has lost their income because of the COVID-19 can reach out to our First Call for Help and be interviewed for rent assistance or utility assistance. We also have been helping to kind of be a collection area for, or really more of a connector for businesses that have said, hey, we want to donate some medical supplies. One of our local community organizations, business, donated gloves and masks and things for the first responders. So we partnered with EMA, and they were able to take those and get them to the right, into the right hands, so to speak. A nice blessing came from our local Sentinel Career Center. Now, they have a nursing class that they provide for the students, and since students aren't in school now, they donated all their various supplies that they had on hand, again, to go to the first responders. So we were excited that we could be that kind of connector and bring them together. We also had one of our own volunteers from United Way in Tiffin and Seneca County started an online group called Helping Hands of Seneca County. They have 4,000 people already who are stepping up to help. So anytime somebody needs something, they kind of go on there, post their need, and somebody else jumps in and says, hey, I want to help with that. So that's been really exciting. And we have another group that started out just one lady, and then all of a sudden it just like blossomed. They're making the masks, the covers for masks, I should say. But they've been sewing like crazy, and there's like, I think 5,000 masks have been made already, just in probably several weeks. And those are going out to nursing homes, to senior homes or group homes. They're not so much for the first responders, but if they wear their N95 masks, they can put these over them. And so they've been really excited about getting the benefit, having the benefit of these wonderful sewers and our seamstresses in our community. Food has been going pretty well. Salvation Army has had to limit the number of days, but they are providing a lot of food and people are donating. So that seems to be going well. They have a hot meal twice a week. And then there's a church that's doing hot meal. I shouldn't say hot meal. It's not a hot meal. It's a bag meal, a lunch bag meal that people can drive up and get. from the Salvation Army and I believe it's St. Paul's United Methodist Church. So a lot of things going on. I guess the greatest need, as someone else mentioned, was the senior population not being able to get to the stores. And whosever idea that was about their transit, thank you. I'm going to be contacting our transit director this afternoon and see if that's something that they would be able to do. So that's a super idea. And again, people need to get out, but need to stay home. And so they're kind of in a dilemma, and that would be a great resource for them. Our universities are both closed. We have Heidelberg University and Tiffin University. However, again, Heidelberg University reached out to us and said, hey, we have our dining hall. The company that runs it, Parkhurst, contacted us and said, we have food here that, you know, we are not going to be using the rest of the school year, and we'd like to donate it. So they have connected with Salvation Army and been able to donate those products that they still have, you know, the ones that sit on the shelf, but they didn't need them. And also we have the food, I believe it was West Ohio Food Bank has partnered to do the drive-through where people can come up and get their food. So a lot of things happening here. Very excited to be part of it. Just want to be the connector. And I think that's what United Ways do the best, is we connect people with needs with the resources that are available. So I commend all of you for your hard work in your counties, and know you're not alone. We're all together in this. One last thing I just want to mention is that we had, since all the schools went to online classes, Tiffin City Schools reached out to me and said there was they were having problems with kids who were basically homeless. They're not living on the street, they're not living in a shelter, but they are living in other, living with family or friends that, you know, they don't have a home of their own. So they identified about 200 kids that didn't have access to their classes online. So they were able to purchase 100 Chromebooks, and we were able to get about 5 different foundations to donate money to help by the other 100. So pretty excited to have the fact that kids are going to be able to have access to their schoolwork. Just continuing on. Thank you for having us.
Sometimes people just don't realize the resources are available to them, and they just need to call and ask the questions. Or maybe we know somebody who we think they could really use that. If you could tell everybody one thing to help them today, one thing, what would it be, Dave?
Call 211 if you need help. It is available.
Okay, Carrie, what's one thing you would tell people today?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. We are all in this together. So many of us have never been in a situation, and we know that people live paycheck to paycheck. And so there are places, like if you've never gone to Job and Family Services for help or assistance, please do, because they've put new supports in place for all families, at least in all three of my counties. I know that their PRC plans have changed significantly, which means there are dollars available. So don't hesitate and don't feel bad, because, you know, we are all in this together. And most people live paycheck to paycheck, unfortunately. It's just the way it is.
I was going to say, I can't second that any more than Carrie just did. I mean, so many people who have never been impacted before now have some sort of social or human service need. I know it's impacting our family. My wife is currently unable to work because of the restrictions in place. And so as a result, we need some assistance here or there to get through this time. So it's like the help is out there. It is available. And it's something that we all need to be able to work together. As Carrie said, that's why 211's in place, to help guide you to the resources that are there if you've never used the
services. And there's so many resources. So if you have a question, call 211. That's the bottom line. All right, Pat, what would you say is one thing you'd give to people today?
Well, I guess it would be that we need to stay calm, stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong, and live united, even though we are socially distanced.
And Michelle, how about you?
Everything you guys all said, I feel like I'm just going to repeat myself, but we might not have 211, but if you contact United Way or Hardin County Cares, there's resources out there. Somebody will help you, direct you in the right way if you call either one of those numbers.
And Corey, what would you say? What would you leave everybody with today?
You know, you got to keep looking for the silver lining, and I'm hoping that more people are made aware of 211. That's what I found, is that we're actually getting the word out about 211, and really that's who you should be calling, because I was just on a call on Friday and, you know, had a couple people on there furiously taking notes. We had about, oh my gosh, 30 some agencies, and, you know, 211 soaking all that in and processing it. And that's their job, you know, and as Pat said, we're the connectors, but we don't have all the answers, but we can get you to the people who have all the answers. So either reach out to us or reach out to 211, but don't be afraid to make that call. And also we don't have a map for this. We don't have a guideline. We're all doing this. When we say we're in this together, it means we're all learning together, and it's not like somebody has the magic answer. We're just figuring it out day by day.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys, all of you, and all the work that you do. I appreciate you so much. So thank you for taking time today to help our listening audience to know that they do have resources and people available that care about them.